Nolte, Sam Donaldson endorses Bloomberg, trashes Trump as sick, ignorant. By John Nolte on February 17, 2020. To the surprise of no one, veteran ABC newsman Sam Donaldson burst out of the political closet to endorse Michael Bloomberg. Anyone at all familiar with Donaldson is only surprised the 85-year-old has decided to admit to what many of us have known for decades, known going back to Ronald Reagan, that he's a die-hard partisan and leftist. Here's the video of Donaldson endorsing Bloomberg. Here's the full transcript. Donaldson, oligarchs who own billion-dollar corporate news operations that suppress negative news about them are good. The orange man is bad. Oligarchs with a long history of black racism and treating females employees like third-class citizens are good. The orange man is bad. Nanny state oligarchs are preferable to any Republican who's delivered a booming economy. Record low unemployment. Record low minority unemployment. Millions of jobs, the first real wage increase in decades for the working and middle class. Stable energy prices, a stable southern border, peace abroad, and fewer opioid deaths. The orange man is bad. Okay, that's not the actual transcript, but how can Donaldson, who identifies as a newsman, justify endorsing a man who owns a multi-billion dollar news operation that is now a multi-billion dollar propaganda operation? The answer is pretty simple. Donaldson has never been a newsman, has never cared about the ideals and norms of journalism. He has always been a left-wing propagandist. As a White House reporter, as an anchor, and as an analyst on ABC's This Week with David Brinkley, he has always abused and perverted his position as a journalist to flack for the Democrat Party and left-wing causes. Donaldson has also always been something of a peacock. What you might describe as the Jim Acosta of his time. An obnoxious grandstander who heckled, shouted, and made speeches instead of simply asking questions. So it makes sense that in the twilight of his years, his ego would make it impossible for him to fade away with a little dignity. Why else would he suddenly pop out of the far-left closet and then follow this up with an appearance on the far-left CNN, where he attacked President Trump as a sick, ignorant man? We are in the grip of a sick, ignorant man, Donaldson told Gnlal. He's mean, he's corrupt, and if we don't get this right, we may lose the things that have made this country the best place to live in the world and that shining city on the hill that Ronald Reagan used to talk about, which was the envy of the world, he added. The idea that Donaldson, who spent every waking moment of the Reagan years seeking to destroy Reagan, is now talking about the Gipper as some kind of ideal, is just too rich for words. What a fraud. Bottom line, Donaldson is desperate for attention, and this was the last barrel bottom he could scrape to get some. But what's the Bloomberg play here? Who makes up the Sam Donaldson constituency? The media? Is this some sort of dog whistle from Bloomberg to attract the kind of media support that will give him an edge over his primary opponents? Even that doesn't make sense. It's not as though the public at large knows who Donaldson is, and those of us old enough to remember him are not exactly filled with fond memories. And my understanding is that Donaldson was not all that well liked among his colleagues, who saw him as a grandstanding peacock. What's more, Donaldson is committing the biggest sin you can in the corporate media. He's piercing the phony shield of objectivity these cowards hide behind. ABC's Emily Miller is not at all happy with Donaldson's move. What a joke, especially when the face of ABC News is former Clintonista George Stephanopoulos. The guy who was still donating to the Clinton Foundation two decades after he joined ABC. The thing is, though, none of this matters when it comes to Bloomberg. When you have $50 billion at your disposal, you can throw it all up against the wall. Doesn't matter if it sticks or not because you just open your wallet and hurl some more.